these past 7 months have been tough for my family. We lost 3 people. My grandmother, and now our father. As some of you may know, the number 3 was my father's favorite number. It brought luck for him. It may have been perhaps because he had 3 girls that he loved so dearly. My dad was one of the most kindest, loving, and caring people I could have ever known. For him to be happy, he just wanted to be with his family. That's all it took for him to have a smile on his face. He was always, always there for us, no matter what. Even through difficult times, I always knew he was right there and absolutely loved us all. I tried thinking of many memories I had with him last night and this morning, and it was far too many. He taught me how to keep my eye on the ball when I was batting. He was a great teacher when it came to algebra and Spanish class. Cruising in his Skylark convertible playing Whitney Houston, his greatest hit, her greatest hit. Watching the Blue Angels, which were my favorite, every year at his house, which was the best view. But most of all, he showed me how to love like no one.
Thank you. HS, I can't decide to come to me. You just will get what I tell you. So we want him. And there were these roles there, undersized roles, so Jackson could get one of these. So they were about 4 cents. So we each got one, and Joe Brenner put each one into a separate bag, a white bakery bag. And then Jack says, and we each want 10 cents of sliced salami. So Joe took salami, and he cut off slices, and he gave each 10 cents worth. Jack says, come on over here. So we went over to the condiment part, and there was mustard, and there were pickle chips, and Jack demonstrated to me how to break open the roll, so it had the top and the bottom, and put on the mustard and the pickles, and there we had Seattle's best 14 cent sandwich. And it was kosher. So one of the things that I always think about is how Jack loved to make people laugh. And he went through a period where he would call everybody George. Hey, George.
Hey, George.
And one day, his grandfather, Guerrero, came over. And he'd always get excited when he'd see his grandfather. And he'd always call him Gramps. But on this particular day, he was calling him George. And his grandfather was rather surprised, and he said, hey, it's George. George Washington? So it was just the way Jack was, and then later that kind of, it transferred to, his greeting was always, hey there, y'all bonzo. So one day we had, this was a number of years ago, we had a friend that came to visit from Boston. She went to the public market with some other friends, and then she came back, and we saw her later, and she said, you know, I ran into somebody who knows you. I can't remember his name, but he gave me a message to give you. Hey there, ya bonzo. I knew right away who that was. The other thing that Jack was really good at, he loved to play with balls, whether it was a rubber ball, a tennis ball, a basketball. He knew all kinds of, he had different routines with these balls. And I know that he had a long softball career as a third baseman, but when he played by himself, he just knew all these different schoolyard routines with the ball, bouncing the ball, throwing the ball against the wall, and doing all these things. And I just remember that my brothers and I would always be fully entertained watching Jack do these routines with the ball and bouncing it off our garage door. And it was a lot of fun to watch him. He just loved to entertain people.